One more minister, Dara Singh Chauhan, quits the BJP in Uttar Pradesh ahead of the polls in the state. He's the sixth leader to quit the BJP in UP. Meanwhile, Swami Prasad Maurya, minister and key OBC leader, who quit yesterday, tells NDTV his exit has caused major tremors. But a day after his resignation, there's also an arrest warrant against Maurya in a 2014 hate case. The centre warns the COVID positivity rate across the country is phenomenally high. There are 300 districts where the positivity rate is now over 5%. The centre's warning also, don't take Omicron lightly. It's not a common cold. But despite those rising positivity rates, poll campaigns to harvest festivals all draw massive crowds amid the Omicron surge. The Aam Aadmi Party chief conducts a door-to-door campaign right after his own COVID recovery. Curbs are relaxed for harvest festivals, Bihu, the one in Ganga Sagar, as well as Makar Sankranti, despite positivity soaring. Covaxin maker Bharat Biotech says the booster dose of Covaxin neutralizes both Delta and Omicron, points to a UK study which has said neutralizing antibodies are found in 90% of Covaxin booster recipients. The army chief describes the Nagaland killings as regrettable, says we'll emerge victorious if there's a conflict in eastern Ladakh. Also says there will be dire costs if terror is forced upon us. A double whammy on the economy front. Inflation spikes and industrial growth slows. Retail inflation jumps to a six-month high of 5.59%. November IIP growth slows to a nine-month low of 1.4%. Tennis star Novak Djokovic admits to meeting a journalist while he was COVID positive. He talks about how it was an error of judgment to break isolation. He also admits errors in his travel declaration to Australia. Will Djokovic now be barred on character grounds?